We're joined now by Knoxville Boys track and field coach Eric Keller on KNIA KFLS and the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And the Panthers took a trip to Mount Pleasant on Thursday for the state qualifier. Good night for you. Seven automatic events, and looks like two or three more could get in as we're recording this. Your thoughts on what looked like a really good night last night or Thursday night?
Yeah, the kids just keep getting better. I mean, it's perfect timing of the year as far as training goes, and you want to peak at this time. They just perform so well. I mean, we can still go faster in the shuttle, and you know, they all think they can go faster next week, which is a great attitude. But yeah, we just a good night. Some really good teams there, and some good mission to help us along.
A couple of that maybe not surprises to you or really a lot of people in your circle, but Yusef Gully, he's always been very good at the high jump. He got an extra event as auto qualifying. Cale Irving, I tell you, that kid has worked so hard the last couple of years to really become a good track athlete the last probably two or three years he's been with you.
Yeah, Yusef in the long jump. But, Cale for sure. It's like you said, just consistent hard work, and we're finally, HUD does a great job with those, just finally getting those guys to understand that, you know, they need to start doing things earlier. You can't just, you know, get done with basketball and then come to track. They can run during basketball, not kill themselves, and do some extra work, and just showing huge improvements. I mean, Bradley Hembrook, you know, did a lot more work this winter, and he PR'd last night, and Cale, you know, ran more this year, you know, before track started, and I think he's going to go 157 next Saturday and hopefully get on the, so yeah, it's a good example for our younger kids, what they can do when they put that extra work in.
As we're talking to Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, kind of a review of state qualifying and a preview of the state. Don't want to forget a lot of some school records fell. Yusef in the long jump, and Kobe Higginbotham, again, he just keeps lowering that school record in the 110 high hurdles, and he also lowered it in the 400 too.
Yeah, that's it's kind of crazy. I know some of the other districts, the times came out. I just know what those kids have done, and they had to help with those times. But Kobe's was into it. We still had a little kind of a cross headwind at like 15 miles an hour. So I think that might put him fifth all time in Iowa. And we knew he could go faster in the lows, and he can get into the 52s next week. So, yeah, nothing surprises me anymore.
I know anything can happen at the state, but Kobe's got to be one of the guys that everybody's looking at as a possible one on top of the podium after the 110 high hurdles is over with.
Yeah, this is one of those years where it's the competition between him and this kid from Clear Creek is pretty fun to watch. They already battled with Drake, and last night it was basically had to go down to the camera photo finish. Kobe beat him. I think if he gets out well and it's clean, he can definitely win it all. Then he'll be right there too.
Looking at some of the ones that you're pretty sure they're in, but not officially yet as an at-large. I know you said Caden Smith and the high jump, he had a pretty good night, and 110 high hurdles as well. He probably, as we're sitting here, is in as well.
That's correct, yeah. I looked at the district results last night, and you know, by my calculation, and Coach Blavick looked it over with me too, he should be in, but we just have to wait for the state.
As we're again talking to Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, you have guys that are used to being up there. A lot of them were there last year, 2 years ago, this year at Drake for the Drake Relays. I'm sure the awe factor has worn off. I'm sure they're pumped to be up there, but they're up there to do well and to get on the podium. What kind of things do you tell them going into now? How different is it from, say, 2 years ago when some of these guys were the first time they've ever ran up there?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they know what to expect in coming cadence of year. So they're very focused. I mean, they continue to work hard and just focus on little details to help them get better. But yeah, their experience will help, some of our younger guys too. They've been there before, is now on our shuttle, and you get to see a good example for those guys to how to work hard and prepare. So that'll be new for him, but yeah, those other guys they'll be ready to roll.
All right, Coach. Best luck to your guys. And up there, we'll be having complete coverage of next week's state track and field meet.
Okay, thanks.
That's Eric Keller, Knoxville Boys track and field coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Care of Alaska.